My name is Brianna Holbert, and I'm the National FFA President.
And we're at the kickoff luncheon today. Talk a little bit about the convention this week and what you're most looking forward to.
So our convention this week is based around the theme of Just One, but we have more than just one student here. We have 67,000. So they all pile into Indianapolis, and we take them through a whirlwind of leadership as well as agricultural expositions just to get them like started in their FFA journey and or continuing and pushing them forward. So it's just a breath of energy that comes into Indianapolis. And what I'm really looking forward to is just walking in that arena and seeing 67,000 students from different parts of the country, just getting to be around each other and get to experience those different perspectives and differences across our nation. That's so cool.
And the Just One theme, what does that mean to you personally?
Well, personally, if it wasn't for just one person, I wouldn't be here. My ag teacher, Miss Rebecca Freeman from Lodi, she teaches at Tokay High School, which where I went to school. I get chills thinking about it to this day, because if she didn't walk up to me that first day in my agriculture class and tell me, Bree, you have so much potential, I would not be here, like genuinely and honestly. So, and there's so many people out there like that, that have done that for other students. And just like her, I want to continue that passion too and be an ag teacher.
What has this year meant to you, and what has been some of the most memorable moments to you?
Oh, man, that is a hard one to pick just one. I think one of the most memorable moments was when I was in Georgia. And I went to Arabia Mountain FFA. And at the time, I was kind of struggling with the whole kind of star factor that there is with national office, because we are six just normal people that kind of gets put in a role. We're on this pedestal, so it might seem to a lot of other people that we're just this untouchable group, but we're not. So when I got to Arabian Mountain FFA, it was one of my first chapter visits in a long time, and there's a student in the very front who, after I was done speaking, she came up to me and she said, Bree, you give me so much hope. And she was a fellow female African American student, and to this day, I'm just like blown away by the fact that just one word from me could impact her. So I think that was one of my most memorable moments, and reminds me that my words have power, and I'm going to continue to use them in the right way.
Anything else you'd like to add in?
I'm thankful for Indianapolis for bringing convention here every year. It's such an exciting time, and every time I come here, I feel like I'm back at home. So thank you to Indianapolis, and thank you guys so much for interviewing me and talking with me. I always enjoy the interview.